Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, September 15th. Coming up, the late Clarence Shelley was known for building community between faculty and students at the University of Illinois. We'll hear more on the life and legacy of Dean Shelley in an interview with his daughter. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Former Illinois Governor Jim Edgar has died. The Republican led the state from 1991 through 99. IPM News' Brian Mackey has more.
Edgar was a fiscal conservative, but moderate on social issues like abortion. He was also relatively popular, unlike many of his successors, two of whom went to prison and two of whom were defeated for re-election. Shortly before leaving office, Edgar told public radio listeners how he wanted to be remembered.
I would hope that people had trust in me, not always agreed with me, but felt that, I was trying to do my best and did a good job.
Edgar was a lifelong Republican, but broke from his party as it was taken over by President Donald Trump. Edgar had been getting treatment for pancreatic cancer. His family says he died Sunday morning in Springfield at the age of 79. I'm Brian Mackey.
Edgar's leadership was not limited to the governorship, Mawa Iqbal reports.
Jim Edgar had led the state through much of the 90s. After serving as Secretary of State for 10 years, he became governor in 1991, where he greatly increased K-12 education spending. Al Grosbol had worked alongside Edgar for over 50 years.
Number one, he thought that if you're a public official, your job is to solve problems and not push them down the road. And number two, your job is to help people. If you're not helping people, then what are you there for?
Edgar later went on to found the Edgar Fellows Program, which trains emerging leaders in public policy. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
In a statement, Governor J.B. Pritzker said Edgar was a model public servant. In a Facebook post, Republican Mike Bost of the 12th Congressional District said he will forever value Edgar's friendship and service to Illinois. You can read more about former Governor Jim Edgar at ipmnewsroom.org. Former Illinois Governor Jim Edgar has died. The Republican served from 1991 through 99. He was moderate on social issues, but his fiscal restraint prompted critics to call him Governor No. Edgar was raised in Charleston, Illinois, and was the last governor elected from outside the Chicago area.
We would have all the meetings with the four legislative leaders trying to resolve the budget and other legislative issues. I often had to remind them there was another part of Illinois called downstate.
Edgar has identified with the Republican Party since childhood, but stepped away as it moved toward President Trump. Edgar had been in treatment for pancreatic cancer and died Sunday morning in Springfield. He was 79 years old. A ceremony was held in Champaign yesterday for the unveiling of a street honoring the late Dean Clarence Shelley. Shelley was known for his role in Project 500, which recruited students of color to the University of Illinois. IPM Student Newsroom's Adrian Reitz reports on the gathering of family, friends, and community members.
Alicia Gilmore Catching was among the many speakers at Sunday's event. She's the founder of the U of I's Black Alumni Network, and says she first met Dean Shelley when he visited her high school.
Even as a 16-year-old, he was impressing upon me the importance of excellence. Not just excellence in school, but excellence in everything that we do.
Among the other speakers, Shelley's daughter, Dana, who finally got a chance to see the sign for herself as the ceremony was winding down. She walks over to the corner of 6th and John Street with her sister, Pamela Elise.
Wow.
They hold each other, looking up at their father's name against a bright sky.
I can see the look on his face. He would, I don't even know if he were here, I don't know if he would come to this, because he did like stuff like this.
But he then also, for those who knew him best, would look at you with that little smirk and a smile, like, of course I deserve this, and more.
I'm Adrian Reitz, IPM News.
Firefighters in Champaign County say residents should avoid open burning due to drought conditions in the area. The County Fire Chiefs Association says open burning poses a fire hazard as forecasts show dry weather is expected over the next couple of weeks. According to the National Weather Service, the next week will have sunny skies with highs above 90 degrees. And state climatologist Trent Ford reports an ongoing drought is intensifying in central and southern Illinois. River levels have lowered due to a decrease in rain, worsening soil moisture and crop yields as well. Still to come, the late Clarence Shelley was known for building community between faculty and students at the University of Illinois. More on the life and legacy of Dean Shelley in an interview with his daughter. That story is coming up next on 2 and 7 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for sunny skies with a high of 92 degrees and an east wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 60 degrees, northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 90 degrees,